We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Tzadik Zayin Mabez, and we are starting 5 lines from the top, Hanu At Ma'asa. So, first of all, lines, B'shishim, Hanu At Ma'asa. Hanu At Ma'asa Damlichu Be'Resh Gelusa. In the house of Resh Gelusa, they salted these sides of the behemoth, the yerech of the behemoth, and they salted the meat together with the Gidanasha inside. So now the Shaila was, did it get belias from the Gidanasha? We know from the Mishnah that if you cook a Gidanasha together with the Yerach, you have to have Shishim connected to Gidanasha. So here the question was, here they didn't have Shishim. So the question was, is it Mutar Asa? Because they salted it together. Salted is a way of cooking. So Hanu At Ma'asa Adam Lichu Be'Resh Kulusa Begid Dinashaya, together with the Gidanasha and the big Shaila. So Ravina Asa, Ravina says Asa, because you don't have Shishim. And now the Gidanasha Asad the rest of the Yerach. Agav, we know it's a big machlokes if yes begidin nes and tam. Our Mishnah holds yes begidin nes and tam, but we paskin ain't begidin nes and tam. So Tosha already on Tzadik Zayin and Aleph asks, what was the problem here? We paskin doesn't give tam. So he answers, it was also shuman hagid. The fat of the gid gives tam, and that's what we're referring to. And I in Tosha that lefi his pshat, he has a kasha on that. But Akaponim, Ravina also, Ravina says also. Rabacha barav, Shari said it was mutta. Also, Shailam Abravash, wouldn't ask Abravash, Yom Lu, Abashari, my father says Mutu also. So the question is, what's on Ravina said it's also? Omalir of Acha, Barav, Ravina. My dietech, why do you hold that it's also? Because you don't hold of Shmuel, right? Omar Shmuel. Meliach, Hareo Kurisiach. Meliach, when you sort something, is Hareo Kurisiach, it's like when you bake something with fire. And Kavush, if you soak something, Hareo Kumavushal, it's like Mavushal. So that's what you're tining, that the reason why Meliach is also because Kurasech. But the problem is, only time you say that you need Shishim in the whole Yerach, connected to Gid, is only when you cook it together. Have a Nitzlaba, if you just roast it, then the entire Yerach is Mutta, besides for the part right near the Gid. Have a Nitzlaba, like we learned yesterday or 2 days ago, yesterday we learned that when you peel off but you have to get a nasha and you only have tzili, all it does is that most is kadei netilo, kadei klipa. So there you just eat up most of it, and right next to the gid you have to leave over. That's it. So here the meliach is like tzili. V'chitem, you'll tell me my kirisach. What does it mean meliach kirisach? It means it's like mavushal, the kama kirisach, the mavushal. But when the kama, since he says another thing, kavush, soaking rekavushal, it doesn't say meliach rekavushal, it should say meliach and kavush rekavushal, it doesn't say that. Obviously, rekavushal means something else than mavushal. Mechlad, the rekavushal, the tzli kama, rekavushal means tzli. Kasha. It's takagu kasha. He wanted to ask her because he held that you're cooking it together. And why? Meliach is cooking. So he asks, meliach is rekavushal, meliach is like tzli. Aya, tell me rekavushal means mavushal? It says kavush kumavushal. Rasech is like sleep. So therefore, he has a cash on him. Now let's just speak out two halachas here. First of all, come out fiza. We're saying meliach akaponim is like sleep. So we said yesterday that if you have a chelev, you would soila a gadi bechalboy, then it goes the whole, even by sleep goes around the whole thing. Why? Because fat. So if you have meliach with the fat, that will go the whole thing. That's number one. That's what would come out. Now, if something fatty, it would go out. Maybe that's even Mishan Ravina because the Shuman spread, because Shuman was fat. That might even Mishan Ravina. Balak upon him. Huh? Because he held like the Svara that maybe that it can't be worse than the Gid. Like Tosfos says, the Svara in Daf Tzadik Zayin, that the Shuman and the Gid can't be better than the Gid. The Gid can't go so far. Shuman can't go so far. Could be that's the Machlekes. So that's one point. Another point is, what's Kavash exactly? Usually you learn kavash means soaked. Zog Rashi, kavash b'choymetz v'tavlin, v'kavash b'hem iser v'heta yachad. Rashi gives an example of kavash is, you use the vinegar and spices, and you put a piece of nevela or a piece of meat together in this water, and that's called kavash. It gives bleeds to each other. Mashman Rashi, if you soaked it in water, it wouldn't be a problem. But Lamaisa, we pass it like that. We pass it like the Rosh. The Rosh holds that if it's water, in 24 hours, kavash and water will give bleeds for one to another. It will absorb leaves from one to another. And Chaymetz and Tavlin goes quicker than 18 minutes. But he agrees that he holds that there is kavash by water. Rashi Mashma, kavash only applies to Chaymetz. But where does kavash come in? Even though it's a little bit of a mistake, this, but some people wouldn't use, they're scared to put into the chrein, let's say, a spoon, because then the spoon will come. Let's say it's a fleishig spoon, so the chrein will come fleishig. So you put the spoon inside the chrein on the Shabbos table, so the chrein becomes fleishig. You put the chrein back into the bowl, now it's fleishig thing because you soaked it for 18 minutes in the chrein. So the reason why it's actually that's a possible because the chrein cover is not sharp enough. It has to be very sharp. It could be the chrein not sharp enough. It could be, and the spoon is any but my different reasons why it's actually a major problem. But you know, if you want, some people I know use only plastic spoons for their mayonnaise, for the chrein, for the pickles. But this is where it comes from. But yeah, when you learn the Meshachem, learn Simon Kofi, be in, you'll get a little clock out in the Indian. Akapon, that's kavish. The Vald. Talk to Maravai. I'm Chinino. Kishem is Sharon. When you figure out Shishim, you have an Isser fell into a beef stew. A piece of, let's say, whatever it is, a piece of nevela, some milk, fell into the beef stew. What's the halacha? How do you figure out the Shishim? Kishem is Sharon. Misharim beroitev, you use the liquid, the gravy, uva kifa. Kifa is the residue of any meat that's on the bottom of the pot. If you ever make a chicken soup even, look at the end of the chicken soup, whatever's there on the bottom, it's a kifa. Uva chaticha is pieces of meat, uva kadeira. You can even use the kadeira. What does that mean? The more than two pshatim. So when you fight the iser, you have a bunch of things at your disposal to use for the shishim. You have the roitev, the kifa, the chaticha, and the kadeira. What does kadeira mean? Ikadeira mitir asma means the actual kadeira you can use for the shishim, which means the pot itself, the thickness of the pot itself, fights the blias, because when blias gets swallowed up there, that alone fight the isim. V'kedamri, mind the bala kedera. It means something else, it means something entirely. It means like this. Right now you look at the pot, and it's 1 against 55. But you know when you started, this thing was 5 parts bigger when you started cooking. But as you cooked, the blias went into the wall, got absorbed into the wall. So the Gemara is saying, I'm allowed to use that 5 parts that went into the wall, I can use that towards for the shishim. That's what it sounds like from here. But Rashi asked him that, the same way the 5 parts of heter got absorbed in, so some of the issa got absorbed in also. So when you started off, the issa was a little bigger also. You know, you're looking right now, the issa, let's say, is 1 ounce, and the rest is 55 ounces. So you say, oh, it's not about, oh, I have 5 ounces more, 60 against 1 ounce. No, that 1 ounce that's now might have been bigger also in the beginning. Therefore, Rashi says you can't pass like this Gemara. And it's Apia Gemara Daf Sadeches. It says it mafurish like that. Hetera bala and asura loy bala. That's what it says in Daf Sadeches. But like upon him here, we have two pshat in what kedera means. Either means the kedera itself, or it means about the bala kedera. We pass and you can't use the kedera itself. And you only use about the bala kedera in proportion to what the Issa lost as well, like we'll see in the Gemara Tadeches. So the Gemara Baita. Amra Avo, Amra Yechidon. Kol sumish of Teira, Misharina and Kilohim bots of a kaflet. Both Rashi and Taisa speak out that this man the Yomim did not know Shishim yet. Shishim is a later takana that we chap the number Shishim. Until then, we always had to know, does it give time or not? So Rav Shem Rechem said, in the case where you can't figure out the time, so you have to yamachmir, ke'ilu, it's a botzel of a kafloit, kafloit also is in the onion family, that an onion or a kafloit fell into any food. So if you if this botzel will fall into this food, you'll be able to taste the botzel, then the issa will be osur as well. If you wouldn't be able to taste the botzel, wouldn't be able to taste the onion, then the issa will be mutter. And this is a little bit more than shishim actually. If you see Tosfos, it's because inside the muscle call. Midloy nokat ke basar belefes, ke tolim asizim, this says it's like basar and a turnip. Gav gira nosha mashma, the ain't shirun shava. The gid the loy of time, kuli hai. Gid doesn't give so much time, who the masharidim ke basar belefes. That when you use basar belefes, which is actually shishim. Avashari surim, the avi time at fe, other surim give more time, masharidim and basar belefes. We use a bigger shear, which means it'll need more than shishim. You use basar belefes. When the omar of nach gid beshishim, mashma the boss of lefes have a shura b'shishim. Fizeh comes out fizeh. Paul Rabbi Yechon at the Rav of Leil. Dama call assumes the Torah b'shishim. All assumes the Torah b'shishim. And Rabbi Yechon saying any more than that. The Kurava Kaimalon, the Basra. We pass like Rava that shishim is enough. So back to Agamar. Omar Rav Avom Rabbi Yechon call assumes the Torah b'sharin and keilu heim botzel of a kaflet. We figure it out keilu. It's a botzel and a kaflet. That's how you figure out the shear of bittel. Omar Abul Abaya. If you're already going so wild, the chumra, why don't you save more? Let's turn with papalim v'tavlin, the philadelphia bottle. If you put hot pepper or peppercorns into a soup or something, or spices, a lot of times it won't even be bottled by elef, being by elef. So maybe say every issa needs elef, because maybe compare it to papalim v'tavlin. Amalei, shiru chachamim, they ain't nice in time, but yisurim, yoyisa bottle of kaplate. Chachamim knew there is no issa in the world that tastes stronger than a bottle of kaplate. Because, like, what falls in? Nevela? All those things? So what could be worse than than a batzel kafesh. There is nothing. There's no such thing as a tavlin that's usher, poplin that's usher, the Gemara's mashma. So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. They'll never have taste like that. That's the Gemara says. What's Shver?
This is Moses' question.
The Gemara goes like this. You have a piece of nevela, a piece of chazir fell into your pot. We don't know shishim yet. And we have no one to taste it. We don't have a guy around. How do we know if it gives taste? So the Gemara says like this. You know, you ask your local cook, onion, how much you need to mitigate the taste of the onion? He says 70 times. That's all you need for any issa. Because there's no issa in the world that has more taste than onion. But for Eddie Barakasha, the Mishnah said Basavel Ephes, that was 60, that was enough. Why go to 70? Oh, Terry says you're worried, Chaz has a very strong taste. So maybe make it like Tavlin. So he answered, there's no such Isser in the world as Tavlin. The Isser is as a Batzel. The Isser is as a Batzel, it's a Truma. Batzel can be a Truma. So therefore, there's no such thing as Truma on Tavlin. So it's Truma on Batzel. So the Isser is in Tavlin. We have to go up to there. That's Mars Terrace. We have to go up to this taste of Batzel. That's what you have to go.
Tavlin about food?
Tavlin about food, the Chayav Truma. It's not Chayav and Truma, let's say. No Truma and Meisters on Tavlin.
Tavlin food about the
Isser? Which Isser? Give me an Isser. It could be Nevela? No, Tavlin can't be Nevela. Oh, so you're asking this. You asked Rishash Kash. Afraid of Rishash, I have an Isser that could be made out of poplin. You know what? Arlo. I said afraid of Rishash. The Rishash is, off and on right here, it's like Zion on base. The Rishash says, Koshod, Lemishkachas lo gam poplin with Tavlin the Isura going to Arlo, the Mishnah Balef. And he blives Shver. He blives Shver with the Kash. Al Kaponim, we don't pass in like this anyway. We pass in like Rava, that Shishim is always enough. So Nachman, Gid B'Shishim. The halacha is that when you mevatel a gid, you need 60 times a gid, not 59 with the gid, 60 times a gid. Ve'ein gid minyan, gid doesn't count with a minyan. Kichal B'Shishim kam a minyan. Kichal is the udders. The udders a lot of times have milk in it. The milk in the udder is milchix. The kichal is fleishix. So you put the kachal into your chalent, it's like good meat, cheek meat, you know, you put it whatever it is, kachal is not as the others, it's like soft, smack. Put it, make sure there's no milk in it. And if there's milk in it, so then you need 60 times the milk, not 60 times the kachal, 59 plus the kachal against the milk is enough. Why? The kachal is meat also. The kachal could be used as one of the shishim. Kachal b'shishim u'kachal min ha-minyan. It could be part of the minyan because that's also part of the meat. Beitza b'shishim v'yemeitza minyan. It comes to beya t'meya. You need 60 times the beya, not 59 and the beya, 60 times the beya. So now we're going to unpack the sugya of kachal. Omar Rav Yitzchak Rav Sharsha. By the way, if a kachal falls into a pot and you have 60 times with the kachal, you have 60 times the chalav, the halacha is the 59 pieces of meat do not become asr because it's not enough to asr. It's part of the position. But the kachal itself is asr. What's the reason? Because immediately when it starts cooking, the kachal and the chalav are attached. And the kachal gives taste into the challah. So you have challah asr in the kachal. So now, you wouldn't be able to eat the kachal. You know why? Because there's challah that's possible challah in the kachal. Then eventually it spreads out to everything else, it becomes batel. But the kachal itself is asr. That's what he says. Kachal asmei asr. And now what's the pshat? Namaisa, if you let it cook a while, all the milk will leave it. It'll be mutter. So Tosfos talks about this. Tosfos says, "Divrei Mas Kachal." He says that v'yesh loymar the hayda osur. This is 4 lines in Tosfos. Lav mishum shei tam chalav b'chal yosim sharb osur because I already cooked it up. Elafishi yesh ve'gumoyis v'chalav konos asoychoy v'yesh ve'oyse chalav tam basar v'efshel afri shem in a kachal machas shes bashal shulam hani le'kriya. He says that you're going to by mistake eat the chalav that's still stuck there. Then he has a kasha that lemaisa it's a mabashma in the Gemara that does get sucked out. So he answers like this: before it comes out, nesa achalav shavuchal, but play tama basar shaboy, and then it wasn't able to be removed. Therefore, even after Gemara b'shula, when it gets removed, it's already aser because of a concept called efshel l'seich de'aser. That there's a concept you can't kasher food. Once the food is also, you can't squeeze out all the isra and make it mutter. Once it's also, it's also. And this is similar to the halacha of chaticha, nas, and avela, but not exactly the same thing. We'll see on Kuf Ches, maybe we'll speak out a difference. But, efshachta yasa. He says, filman di yama efshachta mutter. And even if you have efshachta mutter, so what's the problem with the kachal? All the milk is soaked out. Hacha gazrina and shem yechlenu koidim sheitze kulay. So therefore, this kachal itself, once I cook it with its milk inside, the kachal is also. That's for sure. Back to our Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yitzhak Reid Ramshashu Chalas Me'osr, and even more. V'nofag de'acharis oyser. And if this chal, now you take it out of this pot of 60 and put it into another pot, we'll ask for that pot also if it doesn't have 60. Omar Vashi, Ke'avini Be'er of Kahana, Bayalon. When, how do you figure out 60 can negate the chal when it goes to the next pot? Kimusharinam b'didemusharinam. Do you use the chal itself? Let's say the size of the chal is an 8-ounce chal. The milk inside could be much less, obviously much less. So do you need 60 times 8 ounces, which means you would need 480 ounces, or you figure out how much comes out of the, how much milk comes out, which is much less, be 4 ounces, 3 ounces. So tomorrow, pshita the day of the shvina. About the, you figure out 60 times the whole chal. Why? The about the nafik name? No, you didn't. How in the world would you know how much milk is coming out? You have no idea. So therefore, when this chal falls in the second pot, you need 60 times the tarik chal. Right, tomorrow, if that's the case, el miyata. If this chal now falls into a third pot, nafik de acheres lo yaser. It should not be. Shouldn't be yaser since you're using the whole chal. And you're mevatel the whole chal, which means you are using 60 times the chal. So you definitely eradicated anything in there. So for sure, it should be it should ask the next pot. Zok to gemar. No. Now this chal falls into the next pot.
How many was in the second pot?
Huh? The whole chal fell in the second pot. Yeah, 60 times the chal. 60 times the whole tarik chal.
Mevatel.
So the Mars kash is, and now there's nothing left in it. So now it goes to the third pot. It should be mutter.
After the first
month,
something
like that. Oh, so good kasha. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So, Elamiyat, the Novak de Acharis, lo yasa, Kim Domar, Kim Domar Vitzo, Bedi Ramashashi, Chal Atzmi Osir, Shavir Abban Chatikha Nevela. Becomes a Chatikha Nevela, and this is even, it's also now forever, and it makes no difference if you squeeze it out. Basically, Efshar Sech to Osir type of idea, and it's also forever, this piece, because the Chazal said it's also, and therefore, Asa everything else. Zok Tais is Dimach Elamiyat, and Tais is Elamiyat, Tais is the third line, Vim Taima. That you have to need 60 to make the whole thing. Enough for kula. For the kach, nafak de acheres oyser. So the dilma enough for kula. It's not for sure. It's a chashash. That's your kasha. So in the second teretz v'oid, it's teretz v'shara teretz. It's teretz v'oid. It says the misafik lo yoyser de acheres. Kim the chav shchut de rabbanon. It says the whole chalav inside is only the rabbanon. We're not going to ask it so far down the road. We only ask it right away. We don't ask it so far down the road, and therefore, we're not going to ask her more than that. It could be the kasha is even in the second one, not the third one. It could be the kasha is even in the second one. If you have 60 connected to the chal, let everything bottle, that's more as kasha. And Teretz is asking, what do you mean? Not everything came out. Teretz says, no, we're talking mekel when it comes to the second step, because it's only chal of schuta, therefore, we're mekel, could be legabi, the second step. We're machmir for chaticha nasa nevela, but not be'etzem, we're machmir for chaticha nasa nevela. We're not machmir for the milk inside the taco, talking that's the most kashal miyata. Only machmir because we say now the chal sem comes the chaticha shel nevela, not because of machmir for the milk, because that we said we're not machmir. Everything came out. It was a good kasha. The tarot was that now we made it into chaticha nevela. Now you know what? This chal is considered also considered nevela, not because of the chal. That's the gemara's tarot. It's a chiddush. The gemara's tarot is that shav yirabono, and that this chal is chaticha nevela.